Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a course of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yumo Daf Yud Beis in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloch Aleph, we're starting in Mud Aleph in the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the sugyo regarding Truma Sedesh. Truma Sedesh, as mentioned, is when you have burnt items on the Mizbeach. You have the coal in the Mizbeach. You need to do Truma to take a piece of it outside of the Mizbeach and put it next to the Mizbeach on the right side. Once you go down the ramp, you go on the right side, the Mizrach of the Mizbeach, you put it there and it gets swallowed on the floor. And the Gemara is learning many of the halachas of Truma Sedeshin from the halachas of Mincha, and the Gemara compared the two. So the Gemara now continues. It says, "More Torah b'smoil." If a person did Truma Sedeshin with his left hand, instead of using his right hand to show all the coals, he used his left hand. What will be the din of Truma Sedeshin? It says, "More Taflukto de Abi Yochanan ve Abi Yudah b'Rebbe." It's a machlekes. Toma Abi Yochanan koymet shekidish b'kli v'hiktiroi. A koimitz that he put it into a kli, meaning he did the kmitza of the mincha. The way the mincha is flour that you bring to the mizbeach. Kmitza is the way the first stage of the avodah of the mincha is to take the handful, the 3 middle fingers of the flour, and put it into a kli. You have to put it into a kli, into a vessel. So once he did the kmitza, put it into the kli, v'iktir, he put it on the mizbeach. Doesn't matter bein beyad bein bekli. Putting on the mizbeach, he could do it with his hand or with a vessel. Beim is small. He could use his right hand or his left hand. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the left hand qualifies to do the to bring the mincha to the mizbeach. Yehuda be'Rebbe Yomer oy kechatos biyad oy kehoshem makli. Korban chatos, when it's an animal, the blood has to be received in a vessel and then taken with his hand and spread on the corners of the mizbeach. Korban Hashem, which is another korban that comes for a sin. So when one shechts the korban, takes the blood, he receives the blood in the kli, now he has to take the blood with the kli and throw it from the kli to the mizbeach. So says Yehuda Berebi, when we talk about mincho, you could be, or like chatos, you do it with your hand going to the mizbeach, or like a hashem that's done with the kli. Ubilvad beyamin, but it has to be specifically the right hand. So the more understands, the same thing about Truma Sedeshin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be with the left. According to Rabbi Yudah, it has to be with the right. So the more he sivun, so they asked, Vatani, but the Baraita says clearly, Ki bel b'yimino, you receive the blood in his right hand, v'nosan b'smoilo, you put it to his left hand, yachzir li minoi, so he needs to put it back to his right hand. He must use the right hand. Im b'smoilo machzir l'mizbeach, l'kosh ken l'bezach. So if when he's in his left hand, he has to move it to his right. So of course in the kli, he has to move it to his right. Meaning, if when it's you're doing with your hand without a kli, it must be the right hand. When you're using a kli, the Gemara understands even more, so it has to be with the right hand. So the Muhammad Avlo, im shani adam, if there's anyone who can answer this, I mean, is any opinion that does agree with the idea of using left, Ablazer Bab Shimon Shanyo. It will be according to Ablazer Bab Shimon. The time Ablazer Bab Shimon Oimer, Eino Tzricho Kiddush Bozach. By Amincha, there's two stages. Stage one, when the flour isn't a kli, then you do the kmitzo, take a handful and the 3 middle fingers of flour. Now, where do you put the flour? So, most hold, you have to put it into another kli sharis. You have to put it into another kli. But the Blazer of Shimon says, no, you don't have to put it into a kli. The kli where you put it into is called a bezach, and according to Blazer of Shimon, ain't a kiddush bezach. I don't have to put the flour into a kli. And the Gemara understands the same way you don't have to put the kmitza into a kli, I don't have to do it with my right hand, I can do it with my left hand. So the Gemara asks the Ablazer of Shimon, Beshitas of Shimon Aviv. Ablazer of Shimon goes with the opinion of his father, the Tani and Taman we learned over there, Shaloi be kli sharis psulo, if you don't use a kli sharis, it's puzzle. Abshimon machshir, Abshimon is machshir, the Rishonim understands we're talking about mincha only. And mainly you see from here the left hand works. And the Gemara concludes, Ma'ika doin, so what do we hold, Lamaskana, what's the conclusion? Rabbanu de Yisloin Klisharis, Rabbanu that say you have to put the koimitz into a Klisharis, Tzuchaloin Le'imin, so you need to have your right hand. Shimon de Leisik Klisharis, Shimon the holds, you don't have to have a Klisharis, Lo Tzuchaloin Le'imin, don't need to have your right hand, can be the left hand. Now the basis of this discussion is that we're comparing the Trumas Hadesha to the Mincha. And we're saying if you hold by the Mincha, you can use your left hand. So also with Trumas Hadesha, you can use the left hand. Now which part are we comparing the Trumas Hadesha to? Which part of the Mincha? So what the Gemara said till now, we're comparing it to the Haktara. Haktara means, how do I take the Koimetz to the Mizbech? Says the Gemara, I'm surprised, I'm asking. How do you compare Trumas Hadesha to the Haktar, which means the act of putting the Mincha on the Mizbech? It should be compared to stage one of the Mincha, when they take the Mincha out of the Kli. Right, the Mincha is, stage one is taking out a handful of the flour from the Kli. Then stage two is putting on the Mizbech. So we're saying, oh, if you could put it on the Mizbech with the left hand, so also Trumas Hadesha could be with the left hand. So as Ramana, no, you should compare it to taking the Mincha out of the Kli, doing the Kmitza. And the Kmitza, everybody agrees, has to be with the right hand. And explains Ramana, why is it doing the Kmitza? Shazuba Haromo, Vezuba Haromo. Both are removing or taking the item out of where it is. The Mincha you're taking it out of the Kli, and the Trumas Hadesha you're taking it out of the Mizbech. And the word continues to show the comparison that we have between the haruma of the kmitza and the Trumas Hadesha. Because in both it says vehirim, vehinirim, elibishishir. When you do a haruma, you must have leftover. Asher toichal, which that was eaten by the Mizbeach, ein achila elibikazais. Achila is only referred to a size of kazais. So it means it has to be the Trumas Hadesha will be at least a kazais will be taken out of the Mizbeach. Haya kulu kazais, if the whole thing that you have in the Mizbeach is only kazais, so you take only part of it, you can't, because you have to take at least kazais. To take the whole thing, you can't. The whole idea of, like we said, you need to take out something and have something left over. Here you're taking out the whole thing. So the Gemara stays with the question, what do you do in that case? But would you say that we're comparing the Trumas Hadesha to the Kmitza, and the Chumash based on that, it should be in the right hand according to everyone. Continues the Gemara to Darshan, how we do Trumas Hadesha, says Vehirim Asher Toichal Ha'esh. So he needs to take out from the Deshan. The Deshan is referring to the coals of the Mizbeach. So he takes out whatever the fire burned. Yechol Ha'etzim, could it be what wood that was burned in the Mizbeach? Tomud Lema Oilo, has to be an actual carbon. Yoilo, Yechol Evori Oilo, could it be he will take the limbs of the carbon, even the ones who are not completely burned? Tomud Lema Asher Toichal Ha'esh has to be burned by the fire. Haketzat, choyse minamu cholos apnimiyos v'yoyrit. He takes from the ones that were burned very well, and he goes down, meaning to make sure to take coal and not something which is not burnt. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. And the Gemara now discusses, how do you have the fire in the Mizbech? So mitzvah lagdim eish le'etzim. You should first have eish, first have fire, with little twigs, and then you put big wood on the Mizbech. Shenemar v'ocho eitzim ala eish. You put the wood on the fire. Kidim eitzim le'ish. If you put the wood first, what do you do then? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Continues the Gemara. See there, Shloi Toram. He puts the wood before he does Trumas Hadesha and before removing the coals of the previous day. What should he do then? Mashchil v'toyim, mefarik v'toyim. He either will try to reach some coals from between the wood. If he's not able to, he has to remove the wood to be able to do Trumas Hadesha. Rav Yaakov asked, if he put a kmitzo of a mincho on top of the ma'areches, top of the wood of the day before, he didn't arrange new wood for the new day, but he just put on the ma'arecha for the day before. Is that okay? Rav Yirmiyahu Amar Chilfa Shaul, but another question of Chilfai. Imorim should not sell Gabi Amar Chislai. Imorim is the fats that have to go on the Mizbech. If you use the Ma'areches for the night before, Maim, does that work or not? So the more of a lot must you see, didn't we learn it from the following Mishnah? Ein lecha koidim l'tomid shel shachel k'toyres b'vat. The only thing you could do before Korban HaTomid, of the new day, is k'toyres. So Mashma, you can't do anything on the Mizbech before doing the Tomid. And the tummy comes only after you do the wood. So you can't put anything on his back before having the wood. Says the Gemara, Mastitza la mitzvah, Matzricha le liikuv. Yes, of course the right order is wood, then you bring the tummy, and then you put everything else. But what happens if he didn't do it in the right order? Can he use the ma'aroch of the night before? Continues the Gemara, Tzitz, Maoshi Ratzel, Tumas Yadayim. If you have a Kohen who has a Tumas Yadayim is only a Tumas Derabanan. It's not a very big Tumas. The Shaila is, there's the Tzitz of on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, does that miratz on it? Another question, Yadayim, Maoshi, Postul, Mishu Yoytzim. Does the hand become possible when they leave? Now the Gemara shifts into another sugyo, which is the idea of kiddush yadayim veraglayim, meaning when a kohen starts the avodah, he has to wash his hands and his legs from the kir. The kir is the vessel that has water in it, and that's where you do kiddush yadayim veraglayim. What happens if his hands went out of Beis HaMikdash? Do we say that he ruined the kiddush yadayim veraglayim? So the Gemara v'lav mastei suhi. Then we learn in the Braisa. Kiddush yodo v'raglov, he did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, v'nitvo became tome, madbilom v'hem tehoyres. He puts it into the mikvah and it's tahor. He doesn't have to do another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Yotzo lo nifslum shum yoytze, went out, there's no psul yoytze. So the Prei Moshe says that both questions were answered with his braisa. Because the question of yoytze clearly, it says it goes out, it's not a problem, you don't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And the fact that you don't have to do kiddush yadayim veraglayim again tells me I don't have to have the tzitz to be meratze. Because if I don't require another kiddush yadayim veraglayim, means it's not really a problem to have the hands which are tomei betumas yadayim. Says the Gemara, don't bring a raya from here that yoytze is not a problem for kiddush yadayim veraglayim. Why? This is the Kortamadu Oman that says one could do kiddush yadayim veraglayim today and it will work for the next day. As long as the Kohen did not leave Beis HaMikdash, he could do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim and it was going to work for multiple days. Lino, meaning overnight, doesn't ruin the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. So also Yoytze is not ruining the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Matzrichale, the question is, Keman Da'omai Lino Priselis B'Yadayim. According to Da'omai, it says that once you have overnight, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim again. So maybe Yoytze is also a problem with Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Because really, as Reb Chaim explains, it all has to do with Hesach Hadas. Did he remove his mind from it? So the same way you say that overnight takes away the power of Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, so Yoytze also takes away the power because he has Hesach Hadas. Says the Gemara, Yadayim Maoshi Postul Mishum Mechutz Hazman. Doing Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim in a time which is not roi to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, not roi to do Avodah. Does it work or not? As Reb Chaim explains, if he does the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim at night, he can't do Avodah. Does it work? So as Reb Chaim explains, this question is according to Man Doma, the Lina doesn't ruin it. If your old Lina ruins it, it's not a question. Because the minute you go overnight, you get to the end of the night, it ruins the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. But according to Man Doma, the Lina does not ruin it. So you can do it from one day to another. What happens if you do in a time which is Mechus Hazman? Says the Gemara of Elam Asti says in a fair Shabraiso, Kiddush Yodo V'raglav Hayoyim La'avoy Deshol Mocher. It says clearly you do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim not for what you're going to do today, but what you're going to do tomorrow. The more understands the huadina if you do it in the night for the next day, because you're doing it prematurely. So you see, there's no issue of Mechus Hazman B'Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Daf Yud Beis.